producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day program. Good day. December the 23rd. It's Wednesday. Guess what, Jennifer?
What's that?
Tomorrow's New Year's. No, it isn't. Tomorrow.
No.
Tomorrow's Christmas
Eve. Not so fast.
Merry Christmas.
So tomorrow's Christmas Eve. Today's the Eve of that. So today's Christmas Eve Eve.
It is Christmas Eve Eve on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Yes. Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler with the good news from China. A migrant worker pulled out alive earlier today after he was buried for 60 hours in a landslide. You've seen the stories of these landslides. There have been a number of them around the world. This one was in a major manufacturing city in southern China. This fellow was rescued around dawn their time. And the reason I bring it up is not that anybody really cares, but I mean about the individual. The circumstance, I'm sure his family does, but I'm talking about people who are listening here. But the idea that we can start the day or start the hour in a conversation about something that happened many miles from us, but yet it's good. People feel good about that. And just imagine yourself. You've seen any number of times in movies and that sort of thing where somebody gets buried alive. Or think of all of the stories. The thing that I went immediately to was September 11th. And all of the people, we lost a lot of people, but all the people who survived in extraordinary circumstances, extraneous circumstances, things that under normal, whatever that might be, conditions, people would never have survived. And it was maybe because they had the will. I'm big on will today, Jennifer. Kenny will tell you that I was talking in the last hour about willpower and using your will. I had some lousy business news. And it bugged me for 4 or 5, 6 hours. And then I started, Meredith said, you'll figure it out. And I started figuring it out and figure out how to do what they were doing better than what they were doing. Maybe that sounds like double
speed. That's how it is sometimes. Yeah. You get bad news and then you turn it into a new opportunity sometimes.
Right. Exactly. Okay. How many of you, I ask this in a generic way, have been self-gifting? You buy presents for everybody else. But do you buy presents for yourself?
Me, over here.
For you. You. What have you been buying for yourself?
Well, you know, it's weird, like, because I actually really try to take time with Christmas presents, and so when I go out and I see something, I'm like, oh, that'd be perfect for so-and-so, and then I go, and perfect for me.
For
so,
you.
You know.
Right?
Yeah. One for you, one for me. Everybody's happy.
So how much are you spending on yourself for Christmas?
Oh gosh. You know, I'd be shocked if I actually added it up.
Mm-hmm.
But
go ahead, though.
I don't know. Maybe
it's your money. Why should you?
I'm gonna guess probably more, but I'd say between $50 and $100.
Between $50 and $100
mm-hmm.
on Jennifer Horn.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough.
It's not enough. But you know what?
No.
I also shop for myself all year round.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's okay because it's your money. You're the one who has earned it. You work hard. Yeah, you should appreciate yourself, and if you see, like, don't buy shoes at Payless anymore. That's a horrible place to get shoes. Go find a good place to get good shoes. Don't be spending, what do you spend, $100 on Payless shoes or less? What does it cost
to go? Oh, gosh, like $15.
$15, oh, my God.
On a pair of shoes, oh,
your feet?
Yeah, I don't know, but it gives me the opportunity to have many pairs of shoes.
No. You're better off to have, listen to your Uncle Dougie. Dougie! And go buy about 4 good pair of shoes, and that's what you can listen to me. I have bad feet, and I spend a lot of money, hundreds of dollars on shoes.
Do you?
Oh, my God, yes.
How many pairs of shoes do you have?
Between the two houses, I probably have maybe, I don't know, 24, 25 pair of shoes.
That's and
what
you
have I basically wear the same 4 or 5 shoes, depending on whether I'm on the farm doing work. There's a couple of pair of shoes that I use on the farm, and then if I'm in work mode, but it's not farm work, I have casual. I have a couple of casual pair of shoes, but they fit my feet like a glove. Kenny said, "Wow, how many pair of shoes have you got?"
I'm not sure. There are 3 pair that I wear most of the time.
Yeah.
that I alternate between. And then I have a couple pair of nicer shoes to, you know, to go to church or to go be seen in public with Lisa, that kind of thing.
That sort of thing. All right. Yeah. So the point here is to take care of yourself first before you take care of other people. Because you can't take care of other people if you're not taking care of yourself. And I think that goes as far as
a hard
as
lesson, but a good one.
Gifts. Yes. I mean, I think that you give yourself gifts. I was just thinking, what have I bought for myself? And I don't tend to necessarily, I don't buy things because there's an occasion. I buy things because either I want to or I need to. And I'll go overboard. And maybe at this time of year, as you're thinking about other people, we've been looking a lot in catalogs, just for the heck of it.
Do they still make catalogs?
Yeah, but you see...
Because I remember my greatest joy was when that darn Sears catalog would come, and my grandma would hand it to me, and you could go and dog-ear everything.
I'll bet you between the two of us, we've got 100 catalogs.
Little or what? Yeah, like the smaller ones, right? Like the Land's
End. Sharper Image, Hammacher Schlammacher.
Right. I love Hammacher Schlammacher.
And Brookstone, and all that sort of thing. And Front Gate. It's just a lot of these things are floating around. And... yet, I haven't really looked at them from the point of view of getting anything for me, except I need some new pillows, and I'm trying to find some pillows, which, by the way, are the most difficult things. That's like buying water. Pillows.
I'd like to find some new pillows, too, if you find any good ones.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. Finding good pillows, first of all, you have to go, if you buy them in the store, you got to buy them and try them, and then if you don't like them, tough. You spend $100 for a pillow, and you don't like it, what are you going to do, bring it back? What are they going to do with it?
Talk about spending money on something. That's something I would spend money on. Because, I mean, think about how often you sleep and how the quality of your sleep affects your day. I think the best pillows I've slept on are those, the Dream mattresses. What is it, that Starwood Hotels have?
Oh, yeah, Starwood has good mattresses, yeah.
And I like their pillows. Yeah. And their pillows are a couple $100 each, but that might
be worth it. Four Seasons, great beds in the Four Seasons. Yeah, those are perfect. All right, so that's spend some time on yourself this holiday. That's kind of what we're talking about here. It's very rewarding, and it's the right thing to do. Don't necessarily always give yourself to somebody else, because if you don't have yourself sort of as a focus, then you won't be much good for anybody else. But the other thing is that you don't have to be giving things that cost money. You can spend some time with people, say things that are pleasant. Maybe it'll set the tone for the new year. That's going to be a whole new thing with me. I'm looking at the new year as a way of just washing away all this other stuff. And part of the discussion came is about, as a result of these business sort of setbacks that I had, and thinking to myself, you know what, I'm not, okay, these guys have decided to do it this way, fine, I'm doing it the other way, or I'm going to come up with a better way of doing it. And that may be something you think about in terms of your own attitude toward work or toward other people or people in your family. The holidays, if you remember the movie Miracle on 34th Street, one of the themes was how the holidays just didn't seem to be the same as they used to be, and they aren't. I don't feel like the holidays. Do you? Do you, either of you, Kenny or Jennifer, feel like the holidays are the same as they used to be?
No.
From go back to you when you were even last
and
year.
And I struggle with it because I try so hard to try to recreate that magic. But there is something to be appreciated about the innocence and the excitement that you feel when you're a kid at the holidays. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Exactly. Really hard to recreate. Maybe when you have your own kids, or maybe this year for you, Dougie, your first year as a grandpa to Miles.
Right.
I mean, maybe.
Yesterday was his first birthday.
I know.
And
such a cutie. Your daughter was posting pictures on Facebook.
Yeah.
I just want to eat him up. He's so cute.
Oh, my God. He's a cute kid. All right. Speaking of Christmas time, how about I help you with a gift? You had to work a little hard at this to get it by tomorrow, but you may be able to. When you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. Genucel is a wonderful product that takes care of your looks, your face. More specifically, the unsightly bags and even the puffiness under your eyes. So if you want to give the gift of good looks to somebody, maybe this is an after Christmas, not an afterthought, but an after Christmas idea as well as now. Take care of yourself first. This is sort of the theme for the new year. Take care of yourself first and then help others. Once you see how well Genucel works on the puffiness, the bags, the lines around your eyes, then you say, ooh, I'm going to help myself, because this is not expensive stuff. You buy it, you use it, you get guaranteed results. What it does, GenuCell actually absorbs the water out of the bags, the puffiness under your eyes. The water collects there. That's what creates those bags. And it comes because of any number of reasons. Some of it's hereditary. Some of it's the fact you're not getting enough sleep and your eyes are trying to compensate. There are all kinds of reasons for it. The bottom line is, if you want compliments on how well you look this holiday season, call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. It'll work to get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, or your money back. And it gets even better than that. During the holidays, the folks that make GenuCell are giving you an opportunity to try once again their Platinum Dark Circle treatment. This is the third month since this stuff came out, and they're giving it because they want people to know the product exists. I'm sure they'll start marketing it on their own, or on its own pretty soon. Right now, though, when you buy GenuCell, you'll get a free tube of amazing Platinum Dark Circle treatment. It gets rid of, as the name suggests, the dark circles under your eyes. So call 800-543-9262 now, and they'll upgrade you to priority shipping. You'll get it you'll get it tomorrow if you call today and order GenuCell. Get rid of the puffiness, the bags, make your face look just how do you used to say it, Billy Crystal?
Marvelous.
You look marvelous. 800-543-9262 for that marvelous look.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top quality floors, including 3/4 inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99 and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals and pay no interest until 2018. End of year clearance sales going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. As delicious as don't twist on an old favorite, the real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Studies show choosing gifts for guys is very tricky. Esquire fashion editor Wendell Brown's ideas make it simple.
I live with my phone on, whether it's listening to music during workouts or taking calls or running around, so the LG Tone series does it all. First, they're sleek and well-designed. They rest comfortably on the neck, and they have retractable earbuds, so they work with any Bluetooth-enabled smartphone, whether it's Team iPhone or Team Android. And for audiophiles, the LG Tone Ultra headsets have JBL signature sound technology, while the Intimate model has Harman Kardon signature sound speakers, so super high-quality audio, starting at $69.
And for the baddest guys on your list?
Anything Harley Davidson, I encourage you to enter this world. There's lots of gear under $50, or you can ramp it up from distressed leather gloves and jackets to biker lessons at the Harley Academy. And for the ultimate ride, this beautiful iron 883 motorcycle, a powerful cruiser that will leave everyone else in the dust.
Want more info? Go to videopump.tv.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Merry Christmas from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and I. Here's a way to have a Merry Christmas. Buy some stock in Lyft, L-Y-F-T. They have filed for an IPO to raise $1 billion. If you don't know about Lyft, it's another one of those ride-sharing services like Uber. And Uber has raised $5 billion around the world. This is a... And they own nothing?
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing.
Air.
They don't own a thing. It's a software program that helps people start their own business. That's really what it is. The rideshare is a business. It's amazing. It is. The Lyft is Uber is like valued at $60 billion or something.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I bet you people will think this is Michael Jackson. What do you bet?
You think?
You think?
Sounds too manly.
Sounds too manly.
Stevie Wonder. Michael.
Yeah, Stevie, thank you. Stevie Wonder maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it
isn't
Stevie Wonder.
Yes, it is.
Is it? Huh?
Yeah.
That's Stevie Wonder?
It's really Michael Jackson. Whammo. Stevie Wonder has more of a mature sound, I think, than Michael probably ever did to his voice, don't you think?
Right. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Right. Why did I think I was listening to, how silly as could be, I was listening to Pearl Jam. I said, I need to get the wax out of my ears.
Definitely not Pearl Jam.
No, definitely not. I thought we have Pearl Jam Christmas music, Kara? Or do we? Yeah.
That's Pearl Jam.
Yes.
That's Eddie Vedder singing.
That's Eddie Vedder.
You can always tell.
You can tell. I didn't have a good dinner last night. Maybe that's why I couldn't figure out the difference between Stevie Wonder and Eddie Vedder. What's the matter with me? Oh, my God. 25 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Speaking of Eddie Vedder, today is his 51st birthday. Who would have thunk it?
Birthday, Eddie.
Do you think he's used any drugs in his life? Come on.
Look, I love Pearl Jam, but there's just something weird. Am I wrong? Do you guys hear that, too? That
Yeah, a little mumbly.
A little bit.
I just put in the Pearl Jam into the search bar to look at some of the posters and some of the album covers over the years from Pearl Jam. Anybody know how that name came to be, Pearl Jam's name? Off the top.
Well, he has really fancy shoes, and so one day when he was cleaning out his toe jam, he said, look. No, I have no idea.
That's very good. That's very clever, though, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Vedder responsible for our thought of the day today. The people who dance are called insane by the ones who can't hear the music. Ah. I think even the people who sing, if there's no music around and you're singing, are you crazy? Or the people around you
can't
hear the music.
Story? Personal story about that just occurred last night.
Yeah.
I was going to a Christmas party, and my mom was going with me, and she had come over to meet me. And I was doing a little last-minute wrapping before I had to go out. Yeah, right. And I had the door open, even though it was cold, but I was getting ready to leave, so the door swung open. and I hear, singing. And there goes the man walking straight down the middle of the street, singing at the top of his lungs. And my mom goes, well, his voice isn't bad. But do you automatically, just because you're singing
that crazy
out? Yeah, I mean, you're a nut, obviously, but you got to know.
Well, maybe not. Maybe he's just
maybe trying to spread good cheer.
Give him a break.
The world.
Yes.
So I got the reason how they came up with their name.
Yes.
Pearl is after Eddie Vedder's grandmother, whose name was Pearl.
Oh,
and they added Jam after they attended a Neil Young concert in which all his songs were like 15 to 20 minutes long.
Right, jamming away. He does that all the time.
But right.
I wonder what his grandmother Pearl thinks of his music. What do you think? Yes, no, maybe?
Big fan.
Speaking of what your grandmother thinks about you, what do you think Steve Harvey's grandmother is thinking about him after all this much ado about nothing stuff? In the league that I'm in, I like promoting other people who are good at their work. If it's the same work as mine, I think Steve Harvey's very good at what he does, both in radio and television. Here he jokes from his program yesterday with one of the people in the audience about what to do when you have left your children in a mall.
Hi, Steve. I need your help. Recently, my wife asked me to go to the mall to pick up a few gifts and take out two kids to get a photo with Santa. The Santa line was super long, so I told the kids to wait in line while Daddy ran next door to pick up a few things. A few moments later, I came back and my kids were nowhere in sight. 45 minutes and one mall lockdown later, my kids were found in a toy store. Needless to say, I lost my kids, and I didn't tell my wife. Any advice on getting the kids to keep Daddy's secret? It's called Hush Toys. You're familiar with Hush Money? It's Hush Toys.
Just passing through. In a nutshell, that's what fiber does when we eat it, but it's vital to our health. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. First off, what is fiber? It's the part of plant foods that you can't absorb. It helps in preventing diabetes and keeping your cholesterol down, and promotes movement of stuff through your colon. Makes you regular, in other words. The other big thing fiber does is fill you up so you don't eat as much. Unfortunately, the standard American diet, so-called SAD diet, contains only half the amount of fiber we need. So how can you add a little extra fiber in your day? Some use supplements like Metamucil, but I think it's best to get it through whole foods like fruits, veggies, beans. So don't think of fiber as eating tree bark. It's not. Get creative. Look up fiber-rich foods on the internet and find some that suits you and your lifestyle. And as fiber works best with water, make sure you keep yourself well hydrated, especially now we're in summer. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Good day, 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Merry Christmas to all of you. Jennifer Horn is here to wish you a Merry Christmas. Kenny Kessler here to wish you a Merry Christmas. Let's see, tomorrow is New Year's Eve Day, and then it's Christmas Day. I'll do this program live on Christmas morning, which is my tradition and our tradition. I don't know who's going to be here with me, whoever decides to grace you with their presence.
I'm committing to you right now at 50%. Because the last few years I haven't been with you.
Yes.
And that's usually because I cook Christmas Eve dinner for my dad. And I'm doing that again this year. But I think we're starting the festivities a little earlier than usual. So if I can get everything wrapped up at a decent hour, I will.
So if you have any leftovers, I'll come over Sunday and have them.
We should get together this weekend for sure.
We should, absolutely. Okay, speaking of getting together as you travel, many people on the road, no businesses. The retail stores are all open, but businesses are pretty much shut down. People are out and about getting ready to go, travel, get on the plane, take a car, take the bus, take the train, whatever it is. So are you wondering which parts of our country are going to be doing what weather-wise? Warm in New England and the Northeast. Mm-hmm. No white Christmas, thanks to El Nino. I think I said La Nina the other day. I was incorrect.
That's
an El Nino year.
Because La Nina is a weather pattern.
Yes,
but
it's a
warmer, drier weather pattern. Where El Nino, although that's probably different for the East Coast, because for the West Coast, El Nino is colder, wetter. Right,
yep.
And on the East Coast, it's warmer, drier.
Right. Yep. Temperatures across the Northeast. New York in the mid-60s today tomorrow. Same thing for New England, 70 degrees. Richie says it'll be in the mid-Atlantic region where he and Kara are. This is going to be a very unusual holiday. Well, it depends on, I guess, where you are. I'm looking at the severe weather. There are a number of forecasts that show, oof, man, look at this stuff. Even if you don't look at the forecast, just look at the map. and see these sort of angry colors, that red that is all across the Midwest from top to bottom. Looks like there could even be tornadoes in the Ohio Valley today, rain in the southeast except for Florida, and then the rest of the country is quite beautiful, quite stable, quite calm. Has it warmed up in Southern California yet? Kenny said yesterday it was like 40 degrees or something. Is it still cold?
Yeah, I think today it's supposed to be maybe 55 for the high today, I think.
Really?
So which, I mean, 55 for California. I mean, you've got people in Ugg boots and ski gear. I mean, that's pretty chilly for Southern California residents. I love it, though, because, you know, it's been a pattern in the past that it always gets warm on Christmas. So it might be 75, 80 degrees. And when you're rushing around on Christmas Eve, all of a sudden you're like, why am I sweating? It's Christmas. I shouldn't be warm. But it's actually nice to have cold this year and maybe even rain. I think 50% chance of rain.
Really?
Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Can you get rid of it before I get there? I'll be there on Christmas.
I'm going to keep it just because we've got this whole drought thing going on, but, you know.
Right. Okay.
No,
this may be considered good news for some and not so good news for other people. The tally is in as for the number of people who have signed up for coverage under the so-called Affordable Health Care Act. 8.2 million people signed up for the enrollment period. More are young people signing up. Number of new customers rising. The new customers get the benefit of, I think, certain pricing.
Mm-hmm.
But as you've heard on this program, probably plenty of other places, maybe even in your own experience, which you can share with us, by the way, at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Most of the material that we have on their Facebook page has nothing to do with a health care law or with Donald Trump or with Al-Qaeda or Daesh or anything. People seem to be still fascinated and focused on Star Wars, which may be one of the fun items of the Christmas season, even though it has nothing to do with Christmas, or does it? Is there a message in the Star Wars? Get away from the violence. Get away from some of the subplots. Is the major plot about goodness and overcoming the obstacles? And if that is the case, we have goodness and obstacles. So we want to find goodness. We want to overcome obstacles. So is that what the message of Christmas is?
I think the correlation for me with Star Wars and Christmas is you can't escape your family. Which is clear. And you always have to go home at some point. And I think you see that in Star Wars and at Christmas time.
All right, so that's clever enough. It's okay. But whatever it is, have a message. I'm trying not to even be subtle about my messages here because I think it's the time of year, and I pretty much always have said this. It's very consistent with me at Christmas time. Let's take that feeling that we have and let's bottle it or let's keep it so that we can use it all year long. And then somebody said to me once not long ago, well, if it's the same all the time, we won't appreciate it. The fact that you're talking about it and we're trying to get people into that place, whether it's our family or the people we work with or our friends, whatever it is, the good cheer that we share, if it is like this all the time, will we? And I think it was a question, will we appreciate it? Gee, I'd like to try. Wouldn't you like to try? Wouldn't you like to have peace in your life and you know, less to worry about, less to be concerned about? I would like that in my life. Ken, wouldn't you like it in your life?
Yeah, I would, but I completely understand the idea that you get complacent, you get used to it, and it loses its value.
Yeah, all right. Jen, what about you?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. That's good. Okay. Moving on.
I mean, what else do you want to say?
Yeah. All right, so, Kenny, some of the comments on Star Wars, is there anything different, new? I mean, now it's getting to be old because it's been around for a week. So is there anything that you can glean from all of these comments back and forth with people at facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, that has meaning or is fun? Or is it just, hey, I love that movie, man. Go see it.
Man?
Well, a lot of it is fun and people who really enjoyed it. Mark says, as an adolescent, the original Star Wars was awesome. Nothing had been made like it before. At 48, my wife and I went to see the new one last night. This was over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And for 2 hours, I felt like I was 12 again. I thought mm-hmm. it was very well done and mm-hmm. in a way that left you with the same feeling as the original.
I think it was well done. People have, I got a couple of shots aimed at me because I said I didn't think it was anything special. I think it was a typical Star Wars movie. I think there are new characters. The story, though, is the same storyline. There's nothing, and there's nothing bad. You know what to expect, and you kind of know what you want. It's like going to a James Bond movie or any of the other franchise movies that are around. You kind of get an expectation as to this movie is going to be kind of like this, and this movie is kind of like that. And so you walk away. I was satisfied. It wasn't that I was unsatisfied. I didn't think it was bad. I just didn't think it was as good as the hype. Kenny doesn't agree with me. Jennifer, I forgot whether you think it was really
superb.
Oh, I
loved it.
You loved it. Well, you're going to love it.
You know,
but
I also wasn't
did you? Go ahead.
Sorry. I just also wasn't a gigantic Star Wars nerd. I mean, I'd seen the original movies, not seen the prequels. So I sort of enjoyed this as a standalone. I wasn't looking to pick it apart like a lot of the super Star Wars people were. I just went in. I thought it was fun. I had a good time. And I think that makes a huge difference because when you are an Uber fan and you're looking for comparisons between the originals, it takes away from your enjoyment, I think, a little bit.
If you're an Uber fan, you'd be calling Uber or just
Uber,
going
right,
online.
Right, or Lyft. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So, Kenny, any other good comments you want us to hear?
Patrick says, be happy that such trivial stuff like this exists. The world can be harsh, but we're stable enough to find escape venues like Star Wars.
Would it have been as good if it weren't as much violence in it?
You know, I didn't think it was that violent.
Didn't you? I have a conversation
No, I mean,
with
did you
Mary
think it was...
She died.
Did you think it was overwhelmingly violent, Ken?
No, I didn't, no.
Okay, well, see.
Because you know what it is, and here's the deal. They're using, like, lightsabers and stuff, and I know that lightsabers kill people, but you don't get a lot of the blood and guts that you would from some of the movies
that's right.
Now.
It's not a lot of the visual violence. It's just like death and destruction and that sort of thing. Everybody getting blown up. The lightsaber used on Hera. Oh, I'm not supposed to. Wait a minute. I caught myself. That was good. Kenny, that wasn't a spoiler, was it?
Almost.
Spoiler!
Nothing but spoilers. Yes. 43 change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Okay, if you haven't ordered Provia yet, here's a phone number, 800-525-8319. Why would you be ordering Provia? Some new listener, a newbie, would say, what's Provia? Provia is a hair, almost like a hair supplement. It is a it's a liquid, it's a serum, a clinical-grade botanical extract that cleanses your scalp. The pores on your scalp, if you're losing your hair, most people are suffering from plugged pores. And so, I mean, you may not know you're suffering with plugged pores, but that's what the problem is. That's why when your hair comes out, it doesn't come back again because the hair can't get through the pores on your scalp because they're all plugged up with that gluck from the cheap shampoos that you've used. So give yourself a present. This is where we're all about that message today. Give yourself a present for Christmas and then give somebody else that you know who is follicularly challenged a couple of jars of Provia bottles. Come at 800-525-8319. Actually, they're... It's a container of plastic, and you sort of squeeze the stuff out, and you put it on your scalp, and it cleanses the pores. You can almost feel it working on your scalp. It's not a liquid. I mean, it is liquid, but it's not oily. It's not watery. It has a unique feel to it, and as it goes to work on your pores to clean them up so that the follicles of hair underneath your scalp can come through, you get that good feeling also because there's a volumizer in it. When you apply it, your hair seems thicker and richer maybe than it is. It looks better. It's like a volumizer you use as a shampoo. All of this is for both men and women. Doesn't make any difference whether you have colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to order Provia right now. It works or your money back. Yep, you get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319. Get it for yourself. Order it today. They'll expedite it, and you'll get it tomorrow, so you can use it as a stocking stuffer. Maybe you get four or five containers and give it to your friends. Men and women use this. I want to underscore that because this is really good for women who are feeling self-conscious about losing their hair. Women more self-conscious than men most of the time. 800-525-8319. The simple message from Provia, and you get two, by the way, for the price of one, both Provia and the Super Provia, the concentrated version. Provia works on the hair. It is a very special product. Nothing like it on the market today. So get at it. And mention my name. You get free express shipping, so you get it tomorrow. 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff, ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. As for it by name, Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude and Kmart. This holiday season, you can support St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and its fight against childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases while you shop. In collaboration with St. Jude, Kmart has introduced the Giving Hat. The fashionable knit hat was designed to heighten awareness and raise funds to support the life-saving mission of St. Jude. Kmart will donate $1 from the sale of each exclusive hat to St. Jude now through December 31st. Jamie Stein, Vice President, Public Relations and Member Communications of Kmart.
Our partnership with St. Jude is incredibly important to Kmart. Since 2006, Kmart customers, Shop Your Way members, and associates have embodied the holiday spirit with their generous support of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, making Kmart the hospital's number one supporter and raising more than $76.7 million. The Giving Hat is another way we can let the families of St. Jude know we support them this holiday season.
For more information, visit kmart.com/St. Jude and join the conversation with hashtag The Giving Hat.
47 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, wishing you a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Where are you going to get your gift cards? Are you giving gift cards instead of items? Are you going to stores and getting these gift cards, certificates, and put them into stockings or into envelopes? And do you do that with your family or friends or just people at work? I think last year, I was looking at the numbers. I mean, billions of gift cards selling, and most of them are sold today and tomorrow. Most gift cards.
That's because that's for the people who are like, well, I don't have enough time. Got to get a gift card.
Yes,
but
right.
When you go to the grocery store at Christmas time, though, do you know how, like, they've amped up their gift support? I mean, you can get Taco Bell gift
store?
Cards. Oh, yeah. Go to the grocery
really?
Store at Christmas time, and they have a ton
that.
Of additional gift cards.
Who would give a gift card to a grocery store?
No.
They
yeah,
have
I mean,
they
well,
have big
can.
Displays for gift cards for restaurants,
right. Yes, I've gotten those from a lot. I went to Costco once and bought a whole bunch of them for. They were Amazon car. I think they were car. All kind. Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
But you know, cards. don't knock the grocery cards, because when my aunt, 101-year-old aunt, it was hard to get her something because you know she had everything. She's been alive 100 years. The grocery was a good thing because that was the one thing that was expensive for her was food.
Mm-hmm. So ideas, it may be between today, tomorrow, even Christmas
give
morning,
an
we'll come up with some ideas.
Or an excursion. Do something together. Mm-hmm.
You mean, is your family going to take a trip to Yellowstone National Park?
Well, like that.
You know
or they
saying?
Have like they have paint nights around. You could take your mom to paint night. You could set it up where you take them out somewhere. I mean, I just think those gifts.
What a great idea that is.
People,
I never even thought
people
about
have
that.
Stuff. You know, mm-hmm. I look at all the stuff I have. I want memories. I want experiences.
Yes.
And time is our greatest gift. That's what I like to give.
Yeah. Wow. What an inspiration that is.
Well said.
Yeah, I'm really
that's
good at gifts.
Excellent. Very good. Yeah, you are.
Dougie,
you're excellent. Good. Yeah.
I'm going to lock you in a room, and we're going to spend some time together.
Really? Wow. Well,
I'm
going to
show
rare.
You my...
After 4 hours on the air, you're going to spend another hour with me.
We're going to play Barbies. And
really? We got a New Hampshire anthropology professor on the line who says that reindeer eye tissue turns deep blue in the wintertime, which makes it harder for them to see the bluish tones caused by a fog unless they have a shiny red nose to guide them. That's why Rudolph's red nose is such an advantage. This anthropology professor, people are going to say, this guy's actually getting paid to do this.
You know, yeah. I'm turning my life's work into the beauty of Rudolph's red nose.
Right. Please. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Like
and
a light
if
bulb.
If you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Like a light bulb.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games. Okay, so you know.
Like Twister.
Yeah, right. 51 pass on good day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program. Merry Christmas. Bah, humbug. Okay, so we have, speaking of humbug, it's Tech Talk time here on Good Day. And Greg Stebbin, who is the articulator of technology for Men's Health Magazine.
Wow, and the also, articulator
he's
of
an
technology.
Articulator on the Good Day program as well, is here to give us a little bit of news, information, things technologically oriented that may even help you out for Christmas time. First, though, let's see if we can keep up with Santa. Everything is technology, including keeping up with Santa. It's never been easier. Listen to this.
His sleigh moves pretty fast in order to reach every home on one very special night, and that's why it takes advanced technology to keep up with Santa's every move. OnStar's Gene Husky.
With the support of the North American Aerospace Defense Command and its 60 years of Santa tracking experience, OnStar will reveal Santa's location to the curious between 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time December 24th and 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on December 25th.
OnStar subscribers just have to push the blue button to keep up with Santa, and this year subscribers have another way to get in the holiday spirit.
OnStar and its partner audiobooks will offer complimentary copies of The Night Before Christmas, downloadable via an email link sent by an OnStar advisor.
OnStar will also donate a dollar to United Way for Southeast Michigan and United Way Mexico for each Santa location call received.
The holiday season is all about connecting with others. Our advisors really enjoy playing the role of Santa's helper this time of year.
For more information, go to OnStar.com. That's Newsbreak from OnStar. I'm Brian Osuch.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
We're developing technology here to see how we can smell our belly buttons. That's going to be Greg's challenge for the new year to come up with a way.
That's great.
Just as your
DVD
diet.
Greg Sebbett's belly button sniffing workout.
Let's please work on that, please.
Boy, when you can sniff your own belly button, you're in really good shape.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Your
doesn't
neck is working
good. I'll give you that.
Yeah. How do you know?
Because I smell mine all the time. I just admitted it. Not yours.
One of the things that you'll find, folks, is that we get to the end of the year, the program will come off the rails with a little more regularity.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of the end of the year and what happens around Christmas, New Year's, snow starts coming to New England states and the northern states. I see that there are highway managers, Greg, in a number of states testing a system to automatically alert truckers and passenger car drivers whenever they're approaching a plow during a blinding blizzard.
It just
this is built
plow.
Oh. Off of Google's Waze app. What is it called? Waze?
That's Waze.
Waze.
The Waze app allows the driving public to report road conditions back to transportation managers who can then more effectively deploy the trucks. So what is Waze all about?
Well, Waze is actually a really interesting app. It's been around for 5 or 6 years now, I think.
Awesome.
It started in Israel and essentially lets people report traffic. And then that information is distributed to all of the users so that in real time you continue to get updates that enable you to get to your destination faster and avoid places where there's a tie-up. So it's really a natural for this scenario. And if you think about it, what's happening here are two different things. One is your phone will tell you, snow plow, go another way, because if you get behind the snow plow, you're going to be delayed. And that's bad all around. But the other thing is it's letting people actually report to city managers the snow is bad here, make this a priority spot for the next place that the snow plow goes. When you begin to think about the implications of we're already in some of the worst driving conditions, and now we're using technology to keep people away from bad scenarios and enable them to travel quicker and more safely, that's a pretty dramatic use of technology. And frankly, it's a pretty obvious one.
All right. Speaking of obvious, NORAD's going to start tracking Santa Claus. That's one of the trending stories at DougStephan.com. What do they use for technology now versus how they used to track Santa Claus? Or has it always been the same?
I think Santa now has a chip embedded in his wrist, his left wrist. And they track him all year now, but no one really cares except on Christmas Eve.
Except Ed Snowden. He's really upset about it.
Yeah. Well, that's because he has the same chip.
I gotta
Ed Snowden
something.
Was born in the North Pole. His last name's Snowden. Get it?
If you have a chance and you're traveling this week and you're in Florida, go to the Space Center. We went there yesterday. What a technological wonder it is to see what goes on there. 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.